Patrick Kelly, Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association President and Head Coach at Seaman High School. Welcome to this KWCA podcast featuring Michael Prieto. Last February, Garden City's Michael Prieto finished off his high school career with his fourth consecutive state championship at Park City's Hartman Arena. Prieto, coached by his father Carlos, was also part of four state team titles for the Buffaloes. Michael finished his high school career with a stellar record of 162-10. In May, Prieto signed a national letter of intent to compete for the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State University. Chris Bono is the head coach for SDSU, and he has the attention of wrestling enthusiasts nationwide with the direction he has his program going. The Jacks compete in the Big 12 as a wrestling affiliate, and that exposure has also helped draw some top recruits to the Brookings campus. Recently, I had a chance to catch up with Michael, who was the KWCA 6A Senior Wrestler of the Year last season, as well as a National Wrestling Hall of Fame Dave Schultz winner for Kansas. Michael, welcome to the program. It's great to have you on. How are things going for you in Brookings?
Well, thank you for having me, and things are going really good here in Brookings. Took me a little while to get adjusted, but other than that, things are going really smooth. I figured out my classes really nicely, and it's been a good moving so far.
Very good. And now, I understand with NCAA rules, you probably haven't, like, officially started daily practice. When will that start?
Well, we started our preseason so far, and so we don't start our official practicing until about the first week in October.
Okay. So coming right up. Have you declared a major, or are you still undeclared at this point?
I'm kind of undeclared, but I'm kind of leaning toward maybe a dietitian. So I've kind of decided and haven't fully decided in a way at the time, though.
Okay, great. That's definitely an area with a lot of future, the way things are going. So very good. What do you think, I know you've only been on campus for just weeks at this point, but what has been the biggest adjustment for you with the move to college in regard to studies, practice schedule, and just being away from home?
The biggest thing we have here is we have a lot of free time. That's the biggest thing. But with being in wrestling, we have a mandatory study hall, so that's been helping me a lot with my studies. That way I make sure I get my homework done and I get some good quality study time in. And so that's been a real big helping process for me. And the move up here, it took, like I said before, it took a while to get adjusted to it, but with, like, the sleeping habits and all that and being away from home. But other than that, after the first week, I kind of got the flow of things, and things are moving really good now.
Well, very good. I can kind of tell that in your voice. That's great. How many hours away are you from Garden City?
About 9.5 hours.
Oh, wow. So that's quite a drive. Okay, so yeah. take us back a bit and tell us how you got started in the sport, and also tell us if there are any other sports or hobbies that you were involved in or are still engaged in.
Well, as a kid, I was I liked football a lot as well as wrestling, and I also did track. And probably about my eighth grade years when I told my dad, I decided after my eighth grade football season that I told him that was my last year playing and that I want to focus only on wrestling. So that going into that summer, I trained all summer to prepare for high school. And I trained extra during the season as well to just mentally prepare myself for the battles that's going to be coming with high school as well. So after that, I really just figured out that wrestling is my main sport. And my decision for South Dakota, when I came and visited, I really liked the campus, the size of the campus, and kind of the atmosphere that it brought to me. And then just meeting with the coaches, that was the biggest thing. They showed really high interest in me. They didn't just want me just to sign me. They actually wanted me to sign and help me in a big way. So I really liked what they had to say there. And after that, I knew that this would be the place for me.
All right. Well, nobody said it was going to be easy, and it certainly wasn't as you made your run for your fourth state title. You had to overcome the physical as well as the mental hardships that come with the injury rehab process. Tell us about those hurdles and how you overcome them in capturing your fourth state title.
Well, so when I was at my team camp, whenever I went down with my ACL injury, I wasn't like 100% sure of my knee at the time, so I still had pretty high hope that it was going to be maybe a minor injury and I would be there for my whole season. And then so when I get back, our trainer, she talked and she said it's most likely torn. So she got me into her one of her doctors she works for out of Wichita. And after I went and saw him, we did an MRI and all that. And after he told me it was torn, he said I won't be back till about January. So I knew right there that was going to be a huge setback in my senior season. So I went back home before I had to go back for my surgery. And I just started already trying to mentally prepare myself for all the doubters that I knew I was going to have, saying I wasn't probably going to 4-peat or and just mentally preparing myself for the battles that I was going to come because all the hard work that I had to put in for my rehab. So then after my surgeries, I was actually 2 months in from my surgery, I was actually able to start jogging. And so I was ahead of my rehab schedule. But other than that, it was very hard to overcome, but I stayed positive and I kept working hard at it. And in the long run, it all paid off.
Yeah, certainly did. And it sounds like there really wasn't a time where you thought that, you know, you wouldn't have a season. It sounded like you put the blinders on and kept your goals in sight.
Yes, that was the biggest thing I had to tell myself, that even if I miss half the season, I'm still going to come back strong. And so as soon as I was able to start practicing, I stayed extra every day to get back in conditioning shape, started staying active just to make sure I was still able to perform all my moves at the right level that I was before.
All right, so now fast forward to Hartman Arena. You win your fourth title. Your team wins their fourth title. Just take us through that. How special is that? And then on top of that, to do it with your dad in the corner.
It was very amazing. So going into the finals, we had no pressure on us. After the backside semifinals, we already had a 4-state title clinch. So going into the finals, I was really relaxed. I wasn't nervous. I just wanted to go out there and just wrestle for myself and for my dad and my family mainly. That was my main purpose right there because I knew that we already had the 4-state title, so then I just told myself to just go out and wrestle and have fun with it. So after my match was over, like I felt like all the hard work, all the rehab, all that paid off, and I was able to go give my dad a hug, and then I ran up and gave my mom a hug, and that was very special. And then sharing that also with my team, getting our fourth team title as well, that was definitely the icing on the cake.
Yeah, wow, good stuff there, right? Quite the memory. University of Iowa transfer Seth Gross has made a big impact on the South Dakota State program. He made the round of 12 last year at the NCAA championships and recently competed in the UWW Junior Worlds at 60 kilograms. And had two of the most entertaining matches of the whole tournament, I think. Gross is around your weight class. How does having that caliber of training partner help you raise your level of performance?
Oh, it definitely raises my level. It makes me want to be better every day knowing that I got someone at that level to train with, to wrestle live with, and just like pick his brain and figure out what he does to get better. So having him definitely is going to help me in the long run, make me a better wrestler. So he can push me, he can teach me some of his ways since he's been in the college wrestling longer than me now. And so having him definitely is going to be a big impact for me, and I'll definitely take high advantage of that.
Very good. Good attitude. And now where do you plan on wrestling? 33?
I'll probably wrestle 141 as a redshirt this year.
Okay.
And then after my redshirt season, I'll probably jump up to 149.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you're growing a little bit then. Very good.
Yeah.
All right, I followed Chris Bono's competitive career very closely, and when he competed for Iowa State, as well as Coach Shop while he's at Edinburgh, and then Coach Reeder in his days at Ames. That's quite an accomplished group that you have on the mat, and now they're really respected in the coaching circles. Tell us what each brings to the table in the South Dakota State room.
Well, they all definitely have some high intense attitudes, and that definitely gets everyone fired up no matter what we're doing. If we're doing 5:45 a.m. conditioning in the morning, running, they get you fired up to do that. Or if we're in the wrestling room or even just lifting weights, they all bring a different certain level of attitude. They all approach you differently, but it definitely builds your character up, makes you want to work harder, and they get you fired up no matter what it's about. And having all those guys in the room, like they all have their different styles, and you just got to pick the brains of them in each category that you feel like they're best at. and to get better. So, for example, Coach Shop, he's a great wrestler on top. So I've been going in with him sometimes in the morning before I have class and just working with him for about 30 minutes, just having him show me what he does on top. And it's definitely already paying off. He's shown me some neat tricks. So having those guys in my corner and then the wrestler teaching me what works with them and now they're showing for us, it shows in all the boys in the practice room. We all have really high levels of intensity, and it's going to pay off in the long run as well.
Very good. And we're looking forward to South Dakota State's first D1 All-American, and I'm sure it's going to happen soon. So it's been an honor to spend some time catching up with you. The KWCA congratulates you for your high school career and wishes you the best as you begin the next chapter at South Dakota State.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
I also want to give a shout-out to the other Senior Wrestlers of the Year and wish them the best at the next level. 5A Senior Wrestler of the Year, Bailey Kelly from Topeka Seaman, is wrestling at Maryville University. Jason Zook of Chapman, the 4A Senior Wrestler of the Year, is playing football at Garden City Community College. And the 3-2-1A Senior Wrestler of the Year, Isaac Llewellyn from Rossville, is at the University of Nebraska at Kearney wrestling for the Lopers. All the best to those individuals as well as the rest of the class of 2016 who are on college rosters. This has been KWCA President Patrick Kelly reminding you to get your registration in for the 2016 KWCA Clinic and NWCA Leadership Academy slated for October 7th through the 8th in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.